Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this term you happen to be chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee, and you are hot on the trail of information on this federal health care reform such circumstance. This week you happen to have a hearing, maybe got to get to the bottom of some of the first implementation problems that we're going to face with this. What's going on here, and what problems could this possibly cause for Pennsylvania, the state government, and taxpayers?
Yes, there's so much involved in this nearly 3,000-page federal document that's going to impact all 50 states. Some states have decided not to enact certain segments of this legislation and leave it to the federal government. In fact, I believe a dozen states have decided not to accept the federal money that would allow pre-existing illnesses, what they call high-risk pool eligibles, to be funded primarily by the federal government and not the state. Here in Pennsylvania, Governor Ed Rendell did in fact accept the federal funding, signed a letter of intent to accept $160 million to apply that funding to pre-existing injury, illness eligibles in Pennsylvania so that they can have insurance. And what we found out in a hearing this week is that even though Pennsylvania is earmarked for $160 million, that it's only going to help about 10,000 people over a four-year period of time up to 2014. And the insurance commissioner himself said even though hundreds of thousands of individuals would be eligible and qualify, that $160 million would only be able to fund about 10,000. So it creates a real challenge in terms of what 10,000 people out of 300 to 400,000 that are eligible will receive that funding. And the other question is, how long will that money last? It's no doubt in our minds that that money will not last through 2014. So if the money runs out, we have a problem with long-term sustainability. And how do we continue to help people that have received benefits for pre-existing illnesses, and now is that responsibility going to be upon the state taxpayer dollars, or will the federal government come back with additional federal funding? Many, many questions are unanswered as we move forward with the false hopes, unfortunately, of insurance for all.
And unfortunately, the governor seen fit to move forward of this unilaterally. He hasn't sought any approval from the legislators or either house, has he?
That's correct. There's been no legislation to implement this. He's signed, I believe it was an executive order or some sort of memorandum saying that he was going to do this, when in fact I know at least 12 other states said there's no way that there's going to be enough money to help all the people that are eligible, and then those that are eligible, the money is not going to last through 2014. So they do not want to saddle their local taxpayers with additional taxes to pay for the gap in funding. And that is the challenge, one of many challenges that lies ahead for us in Pennsylvania.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.